A day after Columbus City Schools had to release students early because of high temperatures and lack of air conditioning, the district superintendent joined Senator Sherrod Brown to promote the School Building Improvement Act. Monday and Tuesday, Columbus City Schools released students 2.5 hours early. According to District Superintendent Dan Good, more than 40 buildings in the district do not have air conditioning. Good says that the infrastructure problems are more extensive than that, and tied to many of those problems are the building's age.
We have stores in our community that make money from selling old clothes and worn furniture and even well-aged cars that they say are more valuable because they are vintage. But when you talk about a building like Columbus Alternative High School or any of the 14 high schools in our district that average 60 years of age or older, vintage isn't necessarily valuable.
Brown says the School Building Improvement Act provides local districts with grants and school construction bonds over the next 10 years to update school buildings. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.